Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Also coming in hot at 9:40. Right now, let's go and welcome in the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, who joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
And we do have breaking news. Adam Schefter reporting Browns placing starting linebacker Anthony Walker on IR with a hamstring strain. Per source, Walker should be back in 3 weeks. Maybe this could speak a little bit to the reason they brought in Reuben Foster.
Hold on for a second, Daryl. Breaking news on 92.3 The Fan, powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports better, get smarter. To beat the books, download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Yeah, Daryl, I just wanted to ask. Obviously, the Reuben Foster news came in yesterday. We played the Joe Woods clip. I'm not sure if either of these are related. We saw that Woods basically said, yeah, whatever. Our linebacking core is fine. Do you think we knew about this injury? Because obviously, the Browns weren't saying a whole bunch about it.
Well, Walker practiced yesterday, so I don't think that the two are related. I think it's a coincidental that Foster is coming in for the workout today. Obviously, not great news there for the
Browns. Wait, Daryl, could you repeat that? You said he was at practice. I just want to be clear that you're saying that Walker did practice yesterday?
Yeah, he was limited. Yeah, so the it looks like the injury occurred during practice yesterday.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Daryl, what do you think as the linebacking core in general this week goes up against Tyrod Taylor? It's a little bit more of a gimmicky type offense. We talked to Landry Locker moments ago, about an hour ago, about the type of offense they ran. Is this something that could present a problem this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different than what they faced with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Look, I think the Browns should be able to take the boots to the Houston Texans, quite frankly. They beat Jacksonville, okay? They didn't beat the Chiefs last week. Neither did the Browns. I realize that, but let's be honest about the level of the competition here. So, Tyrod Taylor, obviously, here, 2018. Those players, including Baker Mayfield, whom Taylor mentored that year, received a tremendous amount of praise from his former teammates when asked about him, his leadership, the type of player he is, type of person he is, both on and off the field. So, it'll be a little bit of a challenge, but I'm not exactly sitting here sweating the Houston Texans.
Wow, tough talking Daryl joining us here on the show. That's some strong stuff from the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. So with Reuben Foster, is he working out with Seattle now? Do they retain him? Do you think they'll retain him, or are they just going to kind of move on?
I don't know. They got to work him out and see what he looks like. So I think if he looks good, they'll probably sign him. And if they don't like what they see, they'll pass. He's coming off of the major knee injury that he suffered with Washington. It's been a little while since he's played. Obviously, Malik McDowell is a bit of a success story for the Browns as far as finding those type of guys can. There's certainly some baggage that he comes with. It's a little more significant than what Malik McDowell came with as well, with all the domestic violence accusations that he had. Granted, some of those charges end up being dropped while he was with the 49ers, but yeah, if they like what they see, I anticipate they'll try and sign him. And if they don't, then they'll pass and he'll move on.
Are you really laying the 13? Would you lay the 13 points? The spread is 13 points.
Right now, let me pull up my preview because I did. Right now, I've got the Browns by 14.
Okay.
Whoa.
Sounds like a cover to me.
Holy Toledo. All right. Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show. Go ahead, Tone.
Yeah, Daryl, fans are getting annoyed with us because we had more new sound.
You guys annoy fans? What?
That's not true.
Since when?
Well, I think everybody just wanted us to come in today and say, oh, we're going to crush the Texans.
Good. They are going to crush. I would expect them to beat the Texans decently.
We both agreed. Yes. I said my prop of the week is that the Browns, if you are looking, and Anthony, I told you to get on this, you've had all week. Find me the prop bet for touchdowns for Baker Mayfield because I'm taking the over. And I don't even care what the prop is. Take
safety
the over.
Off.
Because I do think they're going to really work on red zone passing, something they didn't have a chance to really do a lot of last week. And I think Stefanski wants to get them into this game. I think they do like to work on things. We learned that last year with Stefanski. Ken was all over that with the Pittsburgh game,
bet
things
your
that
ass
they were working
I was.
On.
I know football.
So that is something that I think we'll see. With all of that said, fans are getting annoyed that we're bringing up Odell Beckham Jr. at all. And I want to know from you, when Jarvis Landry brought up the fact that his camp also needs to be on the same page with the coaching staff and with the organization and with Odell, did it make you think that this one's going to be trickier than we originally thought?
I think the injury is the tricky part. Look at Saquon Barkley. And if that's what you're going to get where he can only come in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plays, I'd rather just hold him out until he's ready to go full go. Alex Van Pelt mentioned yesterday, or at least acknowledged yesterday, that Anthony Schwartz handled the big part of the offensive package that was drawn up for Odell. Now, Schwartz did a real nice job. 3 catches, 69 yards, the 17-yard run that Baker Mayfield was the lead block on. Great. But I don't know how much you serve by putting a guy out there for 5 plays just so you could say that he was active and he played. Because then the questions start, well, when's he going to do more? When are you going to have
yep.
So what I really liked what Kevin Stefanski did, first of all, they don't need Odell this week, okay? They don't. But I liked how Kevin Stefanski handled it because every day last week leading up to that game with the Chiefs, we had to ask him, hey, Odell going to play this week, right? And we asked teammates and we asked the coordinator and that. So he put it to bed right away Wednesday. Hey, guys, Odell's not playing this week. Y'all can stop asking about it. We'll deal with it next week. Okay, on to the Texans. What do you got for me? I loved how Stefanski handled that situation. So I don't know how much benefit you get by putting a guy out there who would be very, very limited. And again, from my perspective, if a guy is very, very limited, there is a risk involved, and now is not the time that you need Odell. So I would rather him come back as 100% as possible, and if he needs to miss the first 2 or 4 games for that to happen, so be it, because you don't need him right now.
The over-under is 1.5 touchdowns for Baker Mayfield versus Houston week 2.
You're over.
Here
we go.
Whoa!
Take Darryl. The bets now. Take the bets Darryl. Now. Let's go. Darryl, let's start telling
bet your
them.
Stones off. Let's go.
Here it comes.
Empty your pockets.
Vegas is about to have a bad weekend.
Wow. Daryl, we got Al Rothstein joining us here live on the show. We got the ace with us. This is amazing. Daryl, running the football last week, you know, I thought that they had a nice mix. People did think that they should run Nick Chubb more. What's your thoughts? Should they try to run it down, or should they try a couple of things? What do you think that, or try a couple of things through the air? Which one? Should they run a little bit more?
I liked the mix last week. I really did. I don't think that they were deficient as far as how they mixed the pass and the run, Ken. They were deficient in the fact that they just made some critical errors down the stretch that you can't make against the Chiefs. Those errors, let's be honest about it, they probably can get away with them against a team like the Texans, because the Texans are not on the same level as Kansas City. Granted, don't want to see those errors on Sunday. Don't misunderstand me. I want to see them get that stuff cleaned up and just absolutely obliterate Houston. If you're really, if you are the team that we all think that you are, or most of us, let me rephrase, most of us think that you are, then you should be able to handle your business Sunday afternoon. So, I don't think run pass mix there was a bit of a problem. The other thing too, it was 90 plus degrees in Kansas City, right? And if even that first drive was pretty Nick Chubb heavy. All right, they went to Chubb early and often on that opening drive. So I think that there's some things in there. They're going to mix run pass. They're going to mix who's touching the ball based on who they're playing, based on the weather. All those things factor into it. But I don't think that was an issue last week, to be honest with you.
There was a story that broke, Daryl. We have it on the Fan, 92.3thefan.com, about Baker's contract being in a holding pattern. What can you say to that?
I didn't know that was breaking news. Like, yeah.
Well, he is tough talking Daryl today. Wow.
I mean, yeah. If he doesn't have a contract yet, yeah, it's pretty much in a holding pattern because the odds are not getting done in the middle of the season here. So it'll probably get done, as I said, late in the offseason when it was looking like it was not going to get done in time for this season, that next year will be the year that we'll point to that getting taken care of. And if Baker does what is expected of him, what the Browns need from him, if this team does get back to the postseason and, you know, maybe wins a playoff game or two or three or four, whatever, you know, he's going to get paid. I don't think Baker Mayfield right now is the least bit worried about his contract.
But Daryl, the framing of this discussion all along that I'm seeing, especially with most recent reports, and I've seen various reports about this, but they all kind of are aligned in a similar fashion. The framing I've seen is that the Browns want to totally make sure this is the guy. We in Cleveland all just assume that the Browns are sure. And if that is the case, and those reporters are wrong, and that the Browns are sure, I got to tell you, Daryl, I think this is a tactical mistake by the Browns in not offering him a contract now and getting some pressure put out there to sign it from Baker. Because if you think he's the guy, you want to sign him today. You don't want to sign him 6 months from now. You don't want to sign him a year from now because it's going to work as a detriment to your salary cap and work as a detriment to the talent around him. And so I think it's a mistake that the Browns don't get him locked up now if they truly think he's the guy. So does that lend credence to, it's a smart front office, does that lend credence to the fact that maybe the Browns don't think he's the guy?
No, I don't think it's that. I think there's multiple factors in here, but thank you for listening to what I had been saying all offseason, that yeah, it behooved the Browns to get this done as soon as possible because the longer you wait, the more expensive it becomes. That's just going to be the reality. And again, if Baker does what I think he's capable of doing this year and just looking at the landscape right now, yeah, it's going to be around $40 million. It might be 38, might not be exactly 40, but that's the ballpark that we're kind of playing within here because that's going to be the going rate, Anthony, for your franchise quarterback on a perennial playoff team / Super Bowl contender. That's the going rate. Does that mean that Baker Mayfield's worth $38 to $40 million a year? First of all, it ain't my money, so I don't care. But that's what the job is going to pay in the National Football League, right? I did an interview with someone this week who said week one validated that Baker isn't the franchise quarterback and he's not worth it and yada, yada, yada. I said, listen, then you might as well say the same thing about Josh Allen because Josh Allen didn't exactly light it up against the Pittsburgh Steelers and he got what, 40, 42 million on average? 43 on average from the Bills. So I don't know how you can, you know, have the two different schools of thought there. So,
well, that is the one problem, Daryl. Sorry to cut you off. With the longer this thing goes, it's going to be a game by game basis on whether or not the public thinks he should get paid and whether the media makes it a story and whether he gets asked about it by the media, whether he has to comment it, whether Kevin Stefanski has to comment about it, whether Andrew Berry has to do it. Paul DePodesta is doing every interview you can imagine right now. they are taking the biggest victory lap I've ever seen.
I'm fine with that, by the way. I called him out all the time for not talking, and now he's talking a bunch.
And now it's every week, and he's done. And go for it. You guys won a playoff game. It's not a Super Bowl, but you've won a playoff game. Keep talking then. They're going to have to be asked about it, and they're going to have to respond to it.
Hey, the Browns did more in one season than Cincinnati Bengals have done in 30. So there you go. I have no problem with, Baker's approach to this. Baker's representation, their job is to get their client the maximum dollars. And I'm all for that. Like, that's the system they're in. And those guys should get every penny that they can get. But I'm right now, Baker's contract is not something that I'm worried is not going to get done, or that I think it's too early for that type of thinking. But I will 100% agree with you, Anthony. The longer it takes the Browns to get this thing done, plus the better that Baker plays, the more expensive it's going to get, and the less salary cap room they will have going forward, because it's going to end up being more expensive.
Daryl, thank you very much for the hot time. All the best.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend. See you in L.A.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 9:40, we're coming in hot. Your final chance before the Browns game on Sunday with us. Up next, Browns-Texans, a family-friendly event for fans of all ages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.